Master the art of living with stoicism. Stoicism teaches us that living well is a skill that can be honed through practice. According to Epictetus, a Stoic philosopher, the key to mastery lies in consistent practice and discipline. By adopting Stoic principles, we learn to calmly confront challenges, cultivate resilience, find meaning in our lives, and excel in the art of living well. Stoicism provides a practical guide for creating a good life. By practicing Stoic principles, such as facing challenges with composure and focusing on internal growth rather than external outcomes, we can elevate our daily experiences into a form of art. We can strive to become the best version of ourselves through dedication and hard work. They emphasize that external circumstances are inconsequential. Rather, it's your response to these events that determines your life's quality. Zeno, a merchant, founded Stoicism in Athens after a shipwreck. In 320 BC, following a shipwreck that resulted in the loss of his wealth, Zeno, a merchant, relocated to Athens. Upon arriving in the city, he stumbled upon a bookstore where he became engrossed in reading about Socrates, the renowned philosopher of ancient Athens. Intrigued by Socrates, Zeno sought further philosophical guidance from the book merchant. Rather than suggesting a book, the shop owner directed Zeno's attention to Crates the Cynic, a passing philosopher. Following this advice, Zeno became a devoted follower of Crates. He also studied under various other philosophers before establishing his philosophical school in 301 BC. Initially, Zeno's disciples identified as Zenonians, but over time, the name transitioned to Stoics. This change was inspired by the Stoa Poikil, painted porch, a renowned outdoor space in ancient Athens where Zeno delivered his philosophical teachings. What defines a life of goodness? The Stoics tackled a fundamental inquiry that Socrates had raised. What constitutes a virtuous life? Zeno and his initial adherents drew inspiration for their novel philosophy from various philosophical traditions, including the Cynics, Plato's Academy, and Socrates' inquiries, particularly those concerning a life of virtue and significance. Stoicism thrived and exerted a profound influence on philosophy for almost five centuries. People from diverse backgrounds, regardless of wealth or status, adhered to Stoic principles. Even after its decline, Stoicism continued to impact the works of numerous writers and philosophers over centuries, such as Henry David Thoreau and René Descartes. Notable Stoic philosophers. Renowned Stoic philosophers like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca were notable figures. From Rome, four prominent Stoic philosophers, Seneca, Musonius Rufus, Epictetus, and Marcus Aurelius, laid a solid groundwork for the principles of Stoicism. These four figures each brought unique perspectives to Stoicism. 1. Lucius Aeus Seneca the Younger, 4 BC to 65 CE. Seneca, renowned as both a playwright and a prolific author of letters and essays, provides invaluable insights into Stoicism through his surviving works. He focuses on the practical aspects of Stoicism, offering advice on various topics such as travel, facing adversity, managing wealth and poverty, and coping with grief. 2. Musonius Rufus, 30 CE to 100 CE. Rufus advocated for philosophy to guide individuals towards virtuous living and endorsed equal educational opportunities, regardless of gender. He stressed the importance of universal and practical principles, offering advice on topics such as relationships, attire, and familial conduct. 3. Epictetus, 55 CE to 135 CE. Epictetus, whose original name remains unknown, was given the name meaning property as he was born into slavery. Despite facing challenges like a crippled leg, mistreatment, or a birth defect, he received an education in Stoicism from his final master, who later freed him. After gaining his freedom, Epictetus established a school dedicated to 4. Marcus Aurelius, 121 CE to 180 CE. Among the prominent Stoic philosophers, Marcus Aurelius stands out as the most renowned. His work, Meditations, comprising a collection of short books, provides profound insights into self-improvement. Additionally, he held the position of Emperor of Rome. Happiness Triangle in Stoic Philosophy. At the core of Stoic philosophy lies the concept of a happiness triangle. Through their writings and speeches, Stoics guided attaining happiness and leading a life devoid of turmoil. By embracing Stoicism and honing its principles, adherents can confront life's obstacles with serenity and resilience. The elements of this triangle comprise focus, accountability, and mindfulness, an ongoing pursuit of excellence in the present moment. These principles apply to your personal life. Concentrate on what you have power over. Take charge of your own life. While external circumstances may be out of your hands, your reactions to them are within your control. Stay present and aim to achieve your highest potential. The four cardinal virtues of Stoicism. The Stoic leaders established four fundamental virtues derived from the Socratic teachings. These cardinal virtues comprise justice, wisdom, self-discipline, and courage. Justice entails acting with fairness and integrity, while wisdom embodies prudent deliberation and the ability to discern the right course of action. Self-discipline encompasses inner control and the humility to resist temptation and strong desires. Courage involves the capacity to take appropriate actions, even in challenging or fear-inducing situations. Being courageous enables you to confront life's inevitable challenges and potentially find value in hardship. Consider the legendary trials of Hercules, who developed strength through conflict and adversity. Similarly, modern heroes and sports figures like tennis star Roger Federer excel. By confronting struggles, your challenges present opportunities for personal development and growth. The tale of William Tell illustrates Stoicism. The story of William Tell serves as a Stoic example. During the early 1300s, Habsburg emperors from Vienna governed parts of Switzerland. In a small Swiss town, a governor demanded that all passing citizens bow to his hat on a pole as a sign of respect. When William Tell and his son walked by, Tell refused to bow. As punishment, authorities ordered Tell to shoot an apple off his son's head with his crossbow. Despite the immense pressure, Tell, known for his skill in archery, expertly struck the apple with his arrow. His composure in the face of adversity showcases Stoic principles. Tell's narrative underscores the significance of prioritizing what you can influence, your actions, over what you cannot, the result. The archer maintained command over his thoughts and conduct, yet his authority over the final consequence ceased once he released the crossbow trigger. External variables, such as wind or other disturbances, could have affected the arrow's trajectory. Strive to perform your best, then observe the outcome of your endeavors with detachment. Whether you hit the mark or not becomes inconsequential. Measure success by the excellence and integrity of your efforts, and release attachment to the rest. Serenely acknowledge the elements and outcomes beyond your influence. Prevent negative emotions from seizing control of your day, week, or life. Your best instincts can be overridden by negative emotions, hijacking your life. According to the Stoics, anger, excessive grief, and greed are passions that can ensnare you, serving as adversaries to a fulfilling life. When negative emotions take charge, the temptation to seek immediate relief often arises. However, opting for short-term fixes can undermine your long-term aspirations. Engaging in activities aimed at temporary satisfaction, such as binge-watching TV, resorting to violence, excessive drinking, overspending, or outbursts of anger, can prove detrimental. To steer clear of destructive manifestations of anger or sadness, Stoic philosophy advocates a set of practices conducive to mental tranquility. Adopting mindfulness in every moment encourages a pause for reflection, allowing you to choose your response wisely. This mindful approach fosters self-discipline and cultivates wisdom, aiding in the management of turbulent emotions. Strengthen your stoic practice. Just as warriors hone their combat skills and muscles through rigorous practice, you can cultivate and strengthen your stoic resilience through daily dedication. The following steps and practices are involved in strengthening your stoic resolve. 1. Accept reality. Rather than resisting what unfolds, accept it as it is. Struggling against reality only intensifies suffering. While you can't control life's hand, you can choose how you respond to its challenges. 2. Accept change. Recognize the impermanence of all things. Marcus Aurelius likened time to a flowing river, emphasizing the importance of cherishing each moment and the people in your life. By acknowledging life's transience, you're prompted to live more fully and let go of attachment to material possessions. 3. Cultivate empathy. Pause before passing judgment and consider the struggles others might be facing, as Marcus Aurelius advised. Empathy fosters understanding and compassion, enriching your interactions with those around you. 4. Practice restraint in speech. Follow Epictetus's counsel on the economy of speech. Spend more time listening and observing than speaking, and refrain from engaging in gossip. By choosing your words carefully, you cultivate a sense of mindfulness and respect in your communication. 5. Lead by example. Marcus Aurelius encouraged leading through action rather than mere words. Your stoic conduct serves as a more potent influence on others than delivering lectures on stoicism. Key points. 1. Stoicism teaches mastering life through practice, facing challenges calmly, and finding meaning. 2. Learn stoic principles for a fulfilling life, focusing on internal growth over external outcomes. 3. Zeno, a notable stoic philosopher like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, laid a solid groundwork for stoicism. 4. Stoic virtues include justice, wisdom, self-discipline, and courage, fostering resilience and growth. 5. The tale of William Tell illustrates Stoic principles of focusing on actions rather than outcomes. 6. Strengthen Stoic resilience through mindfulness, empathy, and leading by example in daily practice.